Hello everyone, I am Vishnu Chaudhary and you are listening to the Vishnu Swa podcast. In this episode, I am going to talk about some paradoxes of self-discipline and how you can build self-discipline by doing totally opposite of what society tells you. So this episode basically covers two parts. The first one is regarding willpower and same, how can it all backfire our self-discipline in the longer run and its origin, where the other one is how self-acceptance works. So stay tuned with me to find out more about it. Let's get started.
Ooh. Play hard, play clean.
Change.
This comes from making a name for ourselves.
Many of us try to build self-discipline with the help of willpower, and there are many chances that you might have tried to change your habits or behavior with strong willpower, and the chances are that it might have not worked for you. Don't worry, this is the usual result that anyone can get from willpower. I always try to be a morning person as much as I can, but I can't because my day ends mostly at 1 or 2 a.m. in the night. So there are certainty that I am not going to wake up early in the morning, and if I will use willpower to wake up in the morning, that could only be possible if I will prepare my mind to some specific purpose for tomorrow so that I can sacrifice my sleep. And the problem with willpower is that it's a kind of like a muscle. If you work too hard, it will become fatigued. Then there's always a chicken and egg scenario where in order to have a strong willpower, you should have a strong self-discipline. But to have a self-discipline, you also need a strong willpower. So this paradox is somewhere isn't true. As in the previous episode, I have said that any action we take is mostly because of our feelings. But in the history, this self-denial was popularized, where you might have heard from many people that to be a good person, you not only have to deny your any kind of pleasure, but you also have to show your willingness to hurt yourself. And many monks would hurt themselves and lock up in the rooms for many days. Many wouldn't eat and some wouldn't speak a word for many years. There were armies of men would go into the battles without any reason, and some would abstain sex before marriage or sometime for life. And this is the classic example where our assumption that willpower equals to self-discipline was originally came from. It basically means that you can achieve self-discipline only after rejecting or denying your emotion with morality. And this sort of morality was made with a good intention to create a stable society, but it fucked us up individually because training us all to feel bad about things that we made us feel good. This came to teach us the self-discipline through either shaming us or hating ourselves for who we are. It might work for some time, but in the longer run, it backfires because it's simple. The self-denial can only happen if you hate yourself, then you do anything to avoid that guilt and anxiety of being an evil. And that's when most of the people will try to take drugs to distract themselves. Sometimes a remarkable incident can also be a way to leave everything behind falling, because from the next time you only care about winning. I have read somewhere that the most hardcore and uncompromising people are the most compromised ones. It's simple, because this led to emotions, dysfunctions and later self-destructions. So any self-discipline must work with your emotion. And the first step is the opposite of what you all think. It's not willpower, it's not same, it's self-acceptance. When you try to detach your personal failings with the moral failings of the society, you have to accept that doing whatever you like doesn't make you a horrible person. You know, we are hardwired by these social norms that if anything bad happens, we are the one to take up the blame for it. If any projects didn't work, then we will try to take all the blame on ourselves. And this self-judgment has been defined after many judgments that we get from the society. They have relieved us of our responsibility of our own actions. So just accept it. And when you do, you will realize that you can now do anything with your emotion rather than going against it. So find ways that excites you and doing things that gives you emotional benefit. That's it for today, guys. I hope you had something new to dive deep. If you liked this episode, make sure to share it with your friends. And I will see you in the next episode. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.